You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Newcastle United's 1-0 win a couple of weeks ago against Bournemouth at Bournemouth ended a run of 12 Premier League away games without a win. However, a bitterly disappointing performance against Leicester City last Saturday at home, beaten 3-0. Palace beaten on Monday night, as we've mentioned. This is one, though, Derek, that Alan Pardew will be desperate to win.
Yeah, they were disappointing, though, weren't they?
They were. Yeah.
But then again, they always are at home in my eyes. You know, Palace, we've said before, if Palace can't, you know, away from home, they're always worth the best. But I'm not... I don't know. I go to Lee on this one because I'm interested to see what he has to say. You know what?
I was waiting for you.
I was covering it because my computer's just gone out. I can't see the prices anywhere.
That's fine. But it is a tricky one, to be fair. And I've been looking at it and scratching my head as to where are Palace at the minute. But, you know, we've said it time and time again against about a lot of teams that Premier League these days, teams are... by and large set up to play away from home and struggle when teams don't come at them. Look at the results. You know, Man City beat them 1-0 at home. All right, they beat West Brom 2-0, which is a bit of a surprise given West Brom's away form usually. Lost 3-1 to West Ham, 0-0 against Man United, lost 1-0 to Sunderland, as we've said. And then Newcastle's away form isn't much better either, is it? I find this very, very tricky. I've got very little idea which way to go on it. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't see Newcastle winning the game, but then I can't back Crystal Palace at 8-11.
They're nailed on this week, Palace.
You think so?
Newcastle were poor last week.
I know they were poor last week, but they had been improving, and I'm still willing to give them the benefit of the doubt that was a blip. You know, look at the performances before that. I know that. Look, they throw in a shocker every now and again, obviously, the 3-0 against Sunderland. Although, you know, Newcastle fans will tell you that it wasn't all that. You know, Sunderland scored at the right times and yeah, got the goals, etc., etc. And they were man down and all that. But since, you know, the 2-2 draw with Chelsea, get hammered by Man City 6-1, although they were good in the first half, beat Norwich 6-2, lose to Sunderland 3-0, get a home draw against Stoke City, 0-0, go to Bournemouth and win, lose 3-0 at home to Leicester. It's inconsistent, but I don't think you can rely on them every week. I don't think you can say they're terrible every single week. That's why I can't have Palace at 8-11. I'll go draw 13-5.
That's a fair point, Ali, because yeah, you're right. Newcastle are poor, we know that. We know their limitations. But you can't rely on them being crap every week because they do sometimes throw in a good performance. And you're also getting almost 4-1 for them. You know, you're prepared to take a chance on that, on their good performance being this week at a price of like 4-1. One thing you can rely on Palace is that they play a stone below their best form on home soil. You can rely on that because we've seen it, you know, time and time again. And they're only 8-11. So, you know, I can understand why you say Palace, Dave, are good things here, because on form they should be, I suppose, because Newcastle are abject more often than not. But it's these odds. I think the odds are wrong. I think as a punter, I have to go for Newcastle here, although it's not with any confidence.
Okay, 19-5 Newcastle for Derek.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.